Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The violin as inspiration is the topic of this program. Two of the three composers whose works we'll hear are violinists, and two of the works are violin concertos, while the third is for string orchestra. The composers are Minna Keel, Ellen Tafe Zvilik, and Kaiha Sarayahu. Minna Keel was born in London in 1909. Her parents were Russian-Jewish immigrants who had arrived in London from Byelorussia a few years previously and ran a Hebrew publishing and bookselling business. She studied piano and composition at the Royal Academy of Music, but gave up music at age 20 in order to help her mother with the family business. She married in 1931 and had a son. Although she had stopped composing, she continued to play the piano, and her early works were occasionally heard. For 46 years, she lived her life pursuing other work, in an aircraft factory during World War II, at clerical and secretarial jobs, and in the fur trade after that, until her son gave her a Christmas gift, a series of lessons with the composer Justin Connolly, and she began composing again. She died in 1999 after writing several very fine works, some of which have been gathered together on a CD entitled A Life in Reverse, which is how Minna Keel described the last phase of her life. The piece we're going to listen to, her Cantillation for Violin and Orchestra, Opus 4, was her fourth work written after this 46-year hiatus. It is a mini-violin concerto in one continuous movement, lasting 12 minutes. In describing the piece, Minna Keel says that the violin makes an unauthoritative solo statement near the beginning of the piece, after which there is a dialogue between it and the orchestra, until the orchestra vanquishes the solo violin and has a fast section of its own. After two abortive attempts to re-enter the fray, the violin finally succeeds in re-establishing itself, and the dialogue continues. Finally, the violin has the last word. We'll hear Stephen Bryant, violinist, with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Nicholas Cleobury.